Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mary Cantando is our guest, our good friend, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust, expert on women business ownership, author of The Woman's Advantage, also the Leading with Care, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff there at your website. Mary, what is it?
That's womansadvantage.com.
So check it out. You'll be glad you did. And Mary, we're talking about your ideas on how to get off the ground with a new direction, a new project, a new offering for the year. One of the things that I'd like to ask you about is your thoughts on the organization. You know, if you want to know where you're supposed to go, I've said for a long time now, and I wrote a book about this, if you want to know what you should be doing tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, all that information is in the customer's head. It's easy. You just got to get it out. But then just because the customer wants it doesn't mean your organization is capable of delivering that, right? So once you find out what the customer wants, then you got to find out if you can do it and if it's something that you tool up for, or if you say, well, you know what, I can't do that, but I can do a variation on that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely true. And maybe you partner with some other organization to do that, or maybe you do a referral back and forth. You have some kind of a referral agreement with another organization where you refer them for that and they refer you for something else. So, yeah, just because the customer wants something doesn't mean that that's a good business decision for you to offer, right?
That's exactly right. No, and you have to be honest about this. Now, the good thing about this process is it gives you a gut check on where your organization is. You learn that. Whoa, I can see now where I'm deficient in capital, or I'm deficient in leadership. I don't have the right second tier managers, or my sales organization are not sophisticated enough to deliver what customers want these days, or I need to train them in this way. These are all good things that you should be telling you should be finding out about your company. Even if you don't do exactly what you started out to do, your organization, your customers will tell you first, and then you match it up with your organization's capability, right?
Right. And if your customers are asking for something that you determine you can't deliver, then you need to keep an eye out, because you may have, say, a larger competitor who can swing that deal. And if the customers are asking for, you know, you're delivering A and B, and the customers are also asking for C, well, if your competition can deliver A, B, and C, then you need to be concerned that your customers might jump ship and just go to them because there's one vendor that can do that all. That doesn't mean that you should, you know, by default go ahead and start offering something you're not capable of offering, but you need to be aware that your competitor could offer that.
This is where what you're talking about, Mary, is something I think of as implications. So what you just very ably and aptly pointed out is that you've got other forces out there in the form of these big, and most of the time it's the bigger competitors, and they're raising their head more and more. Amazon, for example,
mm-hmm.
and you and I are not going to be able to take on Amazon. But
right.
as I point out to people, Amazon will sell you 143 back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back.
I love it.
And so when I see Amazon wanting to sell back scratchers, if people start wanting those things, I start thinking, okay, what are the implications of that? People are going to need help with those back scratchers. That's where my new direction is. Promote Amazon selling back scratchers, and I show you how to use them. And that's a metaphor, obviously, for a whole lot of different things. But as a small business, we have to find out what customers want and respond to not only what they want, but the implications of what they want. What do you think?
I think that is definitely true. And here's the one tag on I would add to that is, can you, at least after a short period of time, do that profitably?
Yes.
So the question is, you can do things all day long, But can you do that, whatever it is you've decided you're going to do, and do that profitably? So what's your figure out what your first year profit is going to be, but you've got to factor in all those startup costs, right?
Right.
To get to there. So it's great to say, yeah, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. But the question is not, can you do it? The question is, can you do it profitably?
Well, there's another thing, you mentioned this earlier about the partnering thing. If Amazon's never going to do this for you, but if there's another company closer to your size or a regional company that's selling back scratchers, you could actually say, you know, you guys don't help people with their back scratchers, you just sell them, but they're going to need help. Will you refer us, and we'll promote them buying the back scratchers from you. You can have that kind of relationship.
Exactly. So Amazon can deliver groceries, and the corner butcher can have a great relationship with you and can provide you really high-quality products that you might not be able to get through Amazon.
Right.
But they may need to partner with somebody else to deliver that to you because they're going to be a butcher shop. They're not going to be a butcher shop that runs all over town delivering products.
Nothing happens in the marketplace that's monofaceted. Everything, it's Newton's law of gravity. Everything has an equal and opposite reaction. Everything that happens causes another thing to happen.
Exactly.
And those are the implications. And folks, these are the kinds of things that we learn whenever Mary joins us. Mary, I need your website again, please.
Womansadvantage.com.
Mary, let's have a good 2018 together. Will you come back soon?
I will come back soon, and I am planning on a great 2018.
Let's have a good one together. Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Mary joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. No, just for a break. I'm coming back. Don't go away. 3 minutes. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.